Okay, so thank you very much for having me here this morning. It's great to be here in front of my home crowd. It's like playing your own stadium, isn't it? It's great though. A lot of the time when I'm in school or I'm out with my friends or I'm just in a social situation, I'll hear the word God or I hear the word Christian or church. And I'll think to myself, oh no, please don't look at me, please don't talk to me, please don't think about ask me questions about this, because I am really bad at evangelizing. I get quite nervous and I feel like I don't have the answers and I feel like I can't really spread what God really wants me to spread. And then I was reading over Philippians chapter 1 with my gramps. We do a weekly Bible study. And it's actually a really powerful passage that applies to me as well, and that's really what kind of hooked me onto it. So we're just gonna read Philippians chapter 1, and we're gonna do verse 12 and verse 13. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what's happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I'm in chains for Christ. So even though those just two verses, there's a lot to say. Paul is grateful in this opportunity because he knows that it allows people to know why he is in jail. He is thankful for the opportunity because even though he is in jail, he's in this position where he is being in a suffering position, he is happy because the word of God is being spread. And I know myself that I wouldn't be able to do anything near that. I mean, if you actually think about what jail is and how awful it would be, he is happy to be there. Since it is spreading the word of God, it is glorifying his name and it is bringing him up. And he also knows the opportunity for evangelism. He knows that when he is in that jail, that through him being in jail alone, that it's going to be a talking subject for other people. Other people are going to be able to say, oh, do you hear Paul is in jail? Oh, he's in jail because of this. He's in jail because he is in chains for Christ. And he knows the opportunity that he can spread the word within the church as well, within the prison as well. He knows that people in the prison, they're going to have to listen to him if they're guarding him. He knows the opportunities that are in even bad situations. And he utilizes those opportunities and really uses them to push forward what he can do for God. And he even evangelizes to the people who are keeping him in prison. How people can say that they talk to people and they evangelize and they spread the word to people that they don't get along with, or people who mock them, or people who they just don't really get along with. I know I can't. All right. So, with evangelizing, it's very difficult, really. It's not easy because it's a big concept, isn't it? I mean, where do we come from? What made us? What? How are we to be? It's a big thing for people to take on, and it's not going to happen in the click of a finger. But if you really think about it, who's the lucky ones in the situation? Sure, we have to be the ones who spread the word, and we have to be uncomfortable, and we have to really kind of be a bit awkward in what we do, but we have the gift of knowing. We know that we have that place in heaven. We know that our sins are forgiven, and we know that God loves us no matter what. And think about if you didn't know that now. Think about if right now you had no idea that had happened and how much your life would be different. We did an exercise on a Friday, actually, where we got a piece of paper, and on one side we wrote down good things about us, things like we kind of liked about us, and on the other side we wrote things that people might think about us that we don't like. And then in the middle, we wrote down one sin that we really didn't like, that if people found out, that they would think completely different of us, that we would absolutely be mortified about. And what we did is afterwards, we went out and we burned those pieces of paper. And that, even in itself, just burning that piece of paper with that sin written down on it, that was so cleansing. And imagine being able to go out and share that with someone. Being able to give that feeling to someone else, to say, you are saved, you are forgiven, he loves you no matter what you do, is incredible. And think about if we go out of our comfort zone, a 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times for one person, for that one person to feel like they are saved, that they are forgiven, and they have that place in heaven. Is that not worth it? If you really think about it, how major of a task is it to speak to someone about God? I have a little example here, a visual aid, as my dad calls it. I quite like that word. Yeah, people are waking up now. Look at this. I could go out and I could offer a chocolate to every single one of you. You might not know. Go on then. Yeah, you might not know that it's a chocolate. You might not know how great it actually is. And I have the gift. I know. I know that God loves me. I know that I have a place in heaven. And I know the source of the gift. And I could offer it to every single one of you. And all of you could turn it down, apart from Tim. But even for just for one person to know that goodness, that gift, that real joy of God, that is incredible. I mean, if we really look into how great God is, you can't even fathom it. You can't even believe it. It's so incredible. Much greater than a box of chocolates. And as well, we are not on this earth for ourselves. We cannot be self-sufficient forever. We are totally reliant on God. We need him. Where would we be without him? We wouldn't. So if we live for ourselves, then aren't we really just defeating the purpose? We are servants of God, servants of Christ. A really good example, I hope you're okay with this, Nan, because I haven't asked you yet, is that there are two people that my Nan and Gramps know. They're called Peter and Tina. And I texted my Nan the other day and I asked them, how long have you been, you know, evangelizing to Peter and Tina? And they said, 5 years. That's 5 years of spreading the word. That's 5 years of talking to them, being kind to them, showing them goodness, and really showing the love of God to them. And you don't question that, do you? You think, well, they're our friends, and we would love it so much if they know the love of God. And there are situations where I talk to my friends, and I think, oh, I can't even say the words God in front of them, or I'll stutter, and I'll freeze, and I won't know what to say next. So really just putting yourself out there can have more of an impact than you know. And if results aren't imminent, don't worry. Because like I said before, it's a big concept. It's putting your whole life into God. It's putting your whole life into what you think is the creation of the world, is the creation of everything. But in this, you have to remember, there are ways to do this. I'm going to read verse 27 to verse 29. So whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them, that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. So the end of verse 29 there kind of reaffirms what I said before, of we are all servants of Christ. Of that even though we may be suffering in the short term, we have that eternal glory that we can be in forever, and sharing that, suffering for the little bit, to share that with other people would be incredible. Have you ever been to a town and then you walk up the street and you'll see a man there, he'll be in a shirt, you know, be really nicely dressed, whatever, and then you hear him say, "Do you know the love of Jesus?" And you'll think, oh, is that really the way that people are going to come to know God and people are really going to want to be able to know him? A lot of the time, actions, they are very powerful, aren't they? I know that a lot of us aren't great speakers. We aren't good at talking to our friends, like me especially. I'm rubbish at it. But the way you act who you are as a person and the way that you portray God, that could be worth a million words. I know, Nan, I'm picking on you a lot, but you are a good example of this. You show so much love and kindness and compassion to so many people. And I know that if you came up here that you wouldn't be the greatest speaker, but that is okay. But because the way that you spread the... Don't laugh at me. Oh, I can see you in the corner. Yeah, the way that you spread your love and the way that you really show the goodness of God through what you do is worth a million words. It is incredible. And that is only something that we are all individuals and we all do differently. If you think about it and you say to someone, and you're a really, really good talker, and you're really good at speaking, and you can bring 1,000 people to Jesus. Well, you can still have that same impact by showing love and showing compassion and being good and kind and loving to people. There's a verse, I wish I could remember where it is now, but it said, for me to live is Christ. Paul recognizes that as him living, he is portraying Christ. As he lives, everything he does is Christ. He lives, he speaks, he breathes. Everything he does just shows the love of God. In all of his actions, in all of his doings, he is showing God. And that is a perfect example of what we should do. If we live Christ, then people will be able to see him. People will be able to see his true glory, and people will be able to see who he can be. And you have to remember as well that, like I said before, everyone is different. I know that, like I said, I'm not very good at talking to my friends in school about God. I'm not very good at it. It's not me. But I know that there are other ways that I can evangelize. And I know that I can't go up mountains carrying a cross on my back speaking to people about God like Clive Cornish can, or run marathons, or speak in front of thousands of people. I couldn't do that. I mean, I'm struggling to speak now because nerves. But everyone is different in their approach, and no approach is better than another one. Like I said before, showing love and showing compassion and showing the true kindness of God through what you do is so powerful. Because the fullness and the love of God cannot be contained. It is absolutely incredible. It is massive. And saying that in words, saying that in actions, in all you do, live Christ. So now I just want to do a quick recap of what we said before. Remember, always be thankful for your opportunities. Every time, even if you hear the words God or Christian or church in work, in school, in social situations, always, always remember that that is an opportunity. That is a time to go and grab the opportunity, take it, make it yours. That is your chance. That is a chance. Even if it doesn't go well at start, 10 years down the line, someone could come back to you somehow and say, what you said to me 10 years ago, it was really powerful. And 3 years ago, I went through a really tough time in my life. And I remembered what you said, and now I'm a Christian. Imagine that. Imagine how great that would be. Remember that the gift of knowing is not for ourselves. It's not just for us. How bad would Christmas be if you were the only one who got presents? Spreading that gift. And there's plenty to go around. It's not as if you're taking some of yours and giving it some of away. There's plenty. It's all God's grace. It is an endless, it is a bottomless lake that you can just keep refilling cups and cups and cups forever and ever. And putting ourselves in those uncomfortable positions for one person, for 1,000 people, for 10,000 people, if you're lucky, to come to know God, incredible. Amazing, guys. And that serving God. Serving God is what he really wants us to do. That if we are here just to live for ourselves, just to be self-sufficient, just to say, I don't need to do that, that's not really what we should do. We are all servants of Christ. We should work for him and spread his word. And as well, don't give up on someone who hasn't first come to know. And remember, the right way and the wrong way to do things. I'm just going to close in a quick prayer now. So Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for our opportunities. Thank you for the times when we think, oh no, not me, but we can still persevere through, when we can still say, and we can still show the love and the goodness and the kindness of your grace. Lord, I just thank you for the fact that we can spread your word, Lord, that you're the lake is bottomless, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'll fill us with courage, and that, Lord, that you will show us our way, our own special way of evangelizing, and that we will be able to use what you have given us, the skills, the gifts that you have given us, Lord, to really glorify and bring up your name. And Lord, I pray this in your amazing name. Amen.